Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 32. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. Devotional. The way of the world is big and fast. King Herod erected massive buildings. Rome built a powerful empire. Athens boasted of her brilliant intellectuals. In contrast, the way of Jesus is slow and small. Just as the mustard seed begins as something small, the kingdom of God takes root in the tiny confines of the human heart, but slowly grows into a tree of life, one that connects with God and others to cover the whole earth. Jesus wants us to know that if we are mature as Christ followers, we need to grasp this critical truth. We need to be willing and patient to let Him grow us slowly. Alan Kreider, a church historian, notes that one of the primary reasons the church grew in its first 300 years, through persecutions, oppression, and difficulties, was Christians were committed to patience and perseverance. Whether it was in their business dealings, sexual morality, valuing of women and children, care for the poor, or refusal to participate in violence, they created a comprehensive culture of patience. In fact, he argues, the early church fathers wrote more about the Christian virtue of patience than about evangelism. He writes, God, in dealing with Israel across the centuries, was never in a hurry. The people rejected and killed Jesus, but they did not frustrate God's purposes. God's mission is unhurried and unstoppable. In fact, patience is the very nature of God. The fall of Adam and Eve was marked by human impatience, which was the original sin in the eyes of the Lord. Patience is a distinctive sign of the Christian. It enables believers to live in the way of Christ amid the crisis of their lives. People looking on from the outside were attracted to the non-anxious, unforced lifestyle of the early church. Many of us struggle with the slow, mustard seed nature of the way Jesus works, especially as it relates to personal growth and change. But He promises that if we faithfully remain with Him, we too will discover that the mustard seed of what God is doing in us will grow remarkably and powerfully. The kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Messiah, and He will reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And that transformation will include us as well, if we patiently persevere with Him. Question to consider. In what one area of your life might God be inviting you to patiently trust Him today? Prayer. Enter, O my light, and enlighten my darkness. Enter, O my life, and resurrect my deadness. Enter, O my physician, and heal my wounds. Enter, O divine fire, and burn up the thorns of my sins. Ignite my inward parts and my heart with the flame of thy love. Enter, O my king, and destroy in me the kingdom of sin. Sit on the throne of my heart and reign with me alone, O thou my king and Lord. Dmitri of Rostov, 17th century Russian bishop. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.